Welcome. My name is Andrew, and this is the Who Dat Discussion Annoying Saints podcast, where we talk about all Saints news, opinions, and reactions. So I think we should just get right into some Saints-Rams talk as the Saints beat the previously undefeated Rams in this game. So, I mean, obviously a lot went down yesterday in the Superdome, so I think we should just get right into talking about this game. The Saints won this game 45-35 in a thriller, I would say. Back and forth game. The Saints started out, you know, they were up by 21 in the second quarter, and then the Rams at the end of the second quarter, and then the Rams really, they came back. They had a field goal at the end of the second quarter, and then they dominated the third quarter, and then the Saints really came back in the fourth quarter, played really good in the fourth quarter, and, you know, the whole team, they played really much better in that fourth quarter compared to the third, and then also in the first two quarters, they played extremely good there. I mean, the third quarter was really the only quarter that we didn't really win, and, you know, but I feel like we won pretty handedly. I don't think we crushed them. I think it was a thrill. I think it was a really good game, but we did beat the best team in the league, or presumably the best team in the league, by double-digit points. I think that's definitely something that we should be, you know, talking about, and we should, you know, basically commend the Saints, I think, for, you know, doing a really good job against a very, very tough team. So just some notes to start out. I mean, first, this game was extremely high-scoring, and it really showed with a lot of records being set in the first half, especially for the Saints. The Saints scored 31 points in the first half, and that was, you know, the most of this year and the most and tied for the most of the Sean Payton era back, you know, for a first half. Second half, the Saints scored 41, but for only the first half, the Saints scored 31 points back in 2011, where we routed the Colts 62-7. But I mean, really, I really liked how the first half we came right back out, especially in the first quarter. We came right, got the momentum right away, and we scored right away after, you know, getting the ball first. We went right down the field. Kamara ended up on a touchdown from a pitch play. That was really good play calling there. I mean, the whole first half, just miraculous play by our offense. And then the defense came around late. You know, once we got momentum, the defense really, it built off of that and played much better there. But onto our next note is that Michael Thomas had, you know, 212 yards in this game, and that is the most ever by a Saints receiver. So that's obviously a really good note there. Obviously, the 72-yard touchdown pass really helped him there. It was such a clutch catch, and obviously the celebration, great moment there. I thought that was a really good play call, and obviously it was busted coverage by the Rams, but Michael Thomas got over the defense, and, you know, he played. It was an amazing play. So he I think deserved the celebration, even though it hurt us on the kickoff. It didn't seem to hurt us, especially because we stopped them. So that was really good there. And then also, both quarterbacks combined for 10 touchdowns. But not quarterbacks, both offenses combined for 10 touchdowns, which is, I mean, a ton of touchdowns. I mean, look, double-digit touchdowns is obviously a huge note. There are only 3 combined punts in this game, so I think that was a big deal there. But one more note is that the Rams are no longer undefeated. Obviously, they're the last undefeated team in the league, and they lost. So the 72 Dolphins could crack open the champagne once again, as no team can go undefeated this year. I mean, obviously, just a huge victory. Look, we'll get into a lot more in depth with our storylines and our group-by-group recap. But, I mean, just to put some notes out there, just to put a couple things in perspective, you know, this was just a huge win. The Rams coming into this game, obviously they've played a lot of close games, but they've always been able to, you know, grind it out and get the win. And the Saints have been able to do that too. But the Saints came in and they grinded out the victory, especially late. I mean, after it was tied, you know, I didn't think that, you know, we had any momentum. It looked like we were just going to let this game slip away, like, you know, Falcon style. And then, you know, we came up and just amazing drive by Drew Brees just to get the field goal there. That really changed the momentum. The defense had some really nice stops. Got to give it to them there. Especially, you got to give it to PJ Williams. And then also, you got to give it to really the whole secondary. I mean, Lattimore played good later in the game. Had a bad start of the game, but played better later. And then also Eli Apple played, you know, pretty good as well. So I think that was really good. He looks like he's getting more in tune with our, you know, secondary. Chemistry is getting better. I think he had a pretty good game there. I mean, they really beat us on the big plays. That's what really was big there. I think they had, you know, multiple long plays, and that was obviously a big reason why they were successful against us. I mean, now I think onto our storylines. So I had 3 storylines coming into this game. We'll answer those, and we'll have a few more storylines here. So the first storyline was, will the Saints be able to stop Todd Gurley? And they did that. You know, they didn't stop him completely. He scored a touchdown. I think he had over 100 all-purpose yards, which is obviously good for him there. But he only had 13 rushes, which is huge. Only had about 65 yards rushing. That's obviously really big. I think he actually, the exact number is he had 68 rushing yards. That's obviously really big for us. But, I mean, just going into it, I mean, stopping him was huge. He just hit a couple of, well, he had, I think, over 100 yards all-purpose. He had a couple, like, you know, check-down passes, and, you know, he could break some tackles. He did a good job with that, but I just don't think he wasn't really a huge factor in this game. It was really Goff. Goff did a really good job, but, you know, Gurley, it seems like we kind of took him out of the game. I think, you know, they even said it on the broadcast. Usually they don't give a lot of props to the Saints, but they even said that, you know, Todd Gurley, you know, didn't really do much, and that the Saints, number one, you know, rush defense, you know, isn't, you know, for jokes here. It's true, and, you know, they're here, and they're a really good rush defense. So I think that was really good there. Also, you know, another storyline was, you know, coming into the game, you know, were the Saints be able to stop Cooper Kupp coming off an injury? And it looked like they did a really good job. Now, look, they had the long touchdown on the broken coverage to Cooper Kupp. That was not good defense. But got to give it to PJ Williams. I know I said it before, but I'm going to say it again. PJ Williams played a very solid game here. He didn't really get beat deep or anything. Like, on the Cooper Kupp play, that wasn't him. That wasn't his fault. But he had a lot of pass defense, excuse me, and he was able to, you know, lock down whoever really was in the slot there. So I thought that was, you know, really good work by Williams there. I think, who else played in the slot? It was really it. It was really, you know, they actually moved some guys in the slot to me too, so it wasn't just Kupp. Sometimes they would put, you know, Brandon Cooks or Robert Woods in the slot, but didn't look like, you know, slot defense really killed us here. They had a couple of, you know, good plays on the outside, which is another thing to talk about, but it didn't seem like, you know, one player really killed us for them. I mean, looking at it, Brandon Cooks, he was their only receiver, excuse me, over 100 yards. He had 114. You know, Kupp only had 89. I mean, he did have the long TD, but you gotta realize, you know, 41 of those 89 came on one play. So that's obviously pretty good. I think they stopped him pretty good there, you know, especially because I feel like they had their deep plays, but in the slot they couldn't do much. And just even on short passing, they didn't really do much. They all got the big passes. That was obviously their big reason that they were, you know, doing good, as I said. But I feel like, I mean, looking at time of possession, I mean, we had, you know, about 33 and a half minutes of possession, and they only had 26. I mean, that's good, you know, for us. I mean, look, they could have their deep plays, but we had the ball more, we had the time of possession, and that's going to win us football games, and I think we know that there. So I think it was a good job stopping, you know, Kupp and whoever was playing the slot. I feel like PJ Williams really stepped up in this game. And then also, you know, were the Saints be able to stop Aaron Donald and, you know, Dominican Sue? And you got to give it to this O-line. You know, again, they played very, very strong. You know, looking at it, I mean, you got to just, you know, give these guys so much credit. Aaron Donald, now, he did have a tackle for loss. He recovered the Ingram fumble. But besides that, not really much from him. I think he had a couple of QB hurries, but he didn't really do that much. And I think why he didn't really do that much is because not only the Saints doubled him, sometimes they went one-on-one, and it was because of the quick passing game by Breeze. That was obviously really big. He got the ball out extremely quick, so I feel like that was, you know, a point of contention for the Saints, and I think it worked overall. I mean, especially in the run, the Saints were able to run it inside pretty nice as well. You know, looking at, you know, the stats, just looking at how the Saints were able to run the ball, the Saints did really good on the pitch play, especially in the first half. Second half, they didn't do as good, but they were still, you know, pretty successful with them, and that was obviously going to be big because up the middle they're so good against the run. But I mean, no sacks again, that's really good. Donald had no sacks, which is, I mean, amazing to think about that. He's had 10 sacks in only, you know, 8 games coming into this one, and zero sacks this game. I mean, that's just outstanding there. And then also, you know, gotta look at Ndamukong Suh, didn't really do anything either. I mean, you just gotta give it to the Saints offensive line, gotta give it to Max Unger, especially the interior offensive lineman, you know, Andrus Pete, Larry Walford. They played, you know, very, you know, good games, and I think that they should be commended for that. That was big there. I mean, other storylines coming out of the game now, I mean, just looking at it, the one huge storyline that I think comes out of this game is that, you know, the Saints can duke it out with the best of them. I think we just saw that. I mean, look, we went toe-to-toe. I think it shows that we have to be, you know, one of the best teams in the NFL, if not the best team in the NFL right now. Look, I'm fine if you want to say there are teams better than us, but in the NFC, we just beat the best team. I think we dethroned the Rams for now. Like, that can completely change, you know, especially in the playoffs. But for right now, I feel like, you know, we look really strong. We beat them. You know, we beat the Rams by double digits. No one even beat them before this, and now you're talking about, you know, us beating them by double digits. I know it was at home, but I think it just showed that, you know, we're heavyweight, you know, and if it didn't show up before, because some, you know, national media doesn't really like the Saints, and I feel like they never give the Saints credit. I think this gives the Saints credit. It puts the whole NFL on watch about the Saints. And then now, I mean, I think that was the Saints' hardest game, and we won it. So I feel like this just showed that the Saints, I mean, I think it showed the Saints are for real, especially through this stretch. This three-game stretch was supposed to be like the hardest three-game stretch of the schedule, and we sweeped it 3-0. I mean, I said I would have been happy with 2-1. Well, they went 3-0 there. 7-1, I mean, halfway through the season is amazing. You know, we'll do a little later just a recap of the first 8 games and what to expect in the next 8. But I feel like overall, I feel like just a really good job by this team, you know, to beat one of the best teams. I think that's big. Also, just one more storyline is that really, and I think it's really carried out through, you know, the season, is who is going to step up, you know, after Kamara and Mike Thomas. And they played amazing games, got to give it to them. But Ben Watson, you know, amazing. He played really, really good. I know he only had 3 catches, but all 3 of his catches were extremely clutch. Caught a TD. You know, congratulations on now he's having twins now to add, you know, the Watson 5 is going to the Watson 7. But, I mean, he's really showing up as to be that third option. Also, Tre'Quan Smith. But I feel like, you know, really the Saints skill players, which we'll get in later, they really showed up in this game and they played a really good game to help Drew Brees. And obviously Drew Brees, I mean, he showed that, you know, he should maybe win MVP in this game, because he went under the lights, you know, in a, you know, nationally televised game, you know, on Fox, and went up and just completely balled out. I mean, sometimes you just got to give it, you know, to Brees, the way that he's able to just make some amazing throws. And, you know, you just got to give it to him. Just looking at his stats, you know, he was, you know, 25 of 36. He had 346 yards and 4 TDs. I mean, that's amazing. It's the first time he's thrown 4 TDs since 2016. So that's obviously really big for them there. And then he had no picks again. So, I mean, just looking at it, extremely strong. I mean, I think he outplayed Goff in this game, even though he had less yards. I mean, more touchdowns, less picks. I mean, you know, he also had a better, you know, passer rating. I mean, he played, you know, another signature Drew Brees game. And we're going to need him to do that, you know, against these real, really tough teams. And, you know, the Rams defense is no pushover defense. And we came in there and just, you know, went toe-to-toe to them and beat them. And especially their defense, we dominated their defense. And, you know, there's nothing else to say about that there. So, on to the group-by-group recap here. So, we'll start with QB. And, I mean, Saints, you got to give Brees an A+. I mean, he played outstanding. I mean, I don't think you can ask for a better performance out of him. I mean, 4 TDs, I mean, and you also got to look into it. I believe it was to 4 different players. So, yeah, he had 1 to Kamara, 1 to Thomas, 1 to Tre'Quan, 1 to Watson. So, he was spreading the ball around amazing. I mean, looking, especially in the red zone, that's obviously key there. I mean, the way he's able to, you know, get around sacks, avoid sacks, amazing job. I mean, really, he just commands this team so well. You got to give it to him. I mean, if he's not in contention for MVP this year, there's just something wrong. And, you know, right now, to me, it's him and Mahomes. I just don't see, or obviously Brady will probably be in that, you know, conversation too, because, you know, the Patriots are playing really good right now too. But, I mean, looking how good Brees is playing, I mean, he, you know, brought this offense to a victory. I'm sorry, but without Drew Brees, we don't win this game. And I don't think really any team, you know, is going to beat the Rams this year unless you have a huge high-octane offense and QB, and we have that. So, I mean, yeah, I feel like we played, you know, a strong game, and I think Brees played one of his best games of the season. I think he played better in the Washington Redskins game, but besides that, I think that's his second best game. The Saints offense went, you know, over 40 points again. I believe that's the 4th time we've done that. I mean, that's just amazing stuff. I mean, look, and that's obviously all captained by Drew Brees. So, I mean, you got to give it to him and the way he's able to, you know, manage an offense and, you know, score a lot of points. Basically, almost every possession he scored, especially looking in, you know, the first 2 quarters in the first half, he played amazing. I don't think they punted at all. I think they scored basically every possession. And then the second half, third quarter, wasn't very strong, but it's not like they were moving the ball down the field. It's just I think they got a little conservative, too conservative there. In the fourth quarter, they weren't conservative and they scored 10 points. That's obviously really, really good stuff there. On to some skill position, you know, players here and to grade that group. And I feel like that group, you got to give them an A. You know, they played strong. I mean, looking at Mike Thomas, had an amazing game. I mean, vintage Mike Thomas here, best game maybe of his career. You know, looking at 12 catches, 211 yards. I think before 24. I said 212. No, it's 211, so I'm sorry there. And he also had a touchdown, you know, and obviously as long as a 72-yard touchdown. And also that celebration. I mean, you know, channel it back to Joe Horn. You know what? The announcers didn't even know what it was, and they were all mad. But, I mean, to, you know, pay homage to such a great celebration, you got to give it to him there. And, you know, now it's a 10-point game under 4 minutes. You know, if you lose that game, I think it's more than just a celebration there. But he played amazing. And you got to look to Alvin Kamara, who had 19 carries, you know, 82 yards, 2 TDs. He averaged 4.3 yards per carry. His longest run was 17 yards, excuse me. And also, he had 4 catches and 34 yards and a touchdown out of the backfield. So that's obviously really good for him. Another great performance for, you know, Kamara. He's up to 12 touchdowns on the season, which is very, very strong for him there. I mean, he's playing really good. I mean, you know, some plays, you look like he's going to lose, you know, like 2-3 yards, but then he breaks the tackle and makes it a 5-yard gain. I mean, look, the playmaking ability for him. Also, you got to love those option routes that he runs. I mean, amazing stuff there. You know, the preciseness of those routes are just top of the line. And just looking at it, I mean, looks like he's going, you know, left goes right for an out route. And then, you know, he gets the first down, goes out of bounds, you know, 10-yard gain. And that was a lot on third down. We did that and it was successful. And I feel like the way he's able to do that, you know, you got to give him a lot of credit there. I mean, he's playing at the top of his game right now, just like he was last year. It's just amazing stuff from him. Mark Ingram, he had 9 carries for 33 yards. He had 3.7 yards per carry. I want to see him do a little better. He doesn't look the same as he did, you know, from last year, which is a problem. He's not really going, I don't think, through the holes as explosive as he did before. He hasn't had those huge runs like he did before. So, I mean, maybe it's just getting back into the offense, getting back into the swing of things. But right now, I think I want to see more from Mark Ingram, especially going in, you know, to more, you know, pivotal games late the season. So that's going to be big for him there. Drew Brees also ran the ball a few times. He had 4 rushes for 16 yards. I just wanted to put that in there. But also, you know, Benjamin Watson, I said, was key. He has 3 catches, you know, 62 yards and a TD. I mean, he played good, really good. He's just makes some solid catches, big catches. And when the Saints need him on third downs, he's there to make catches. Tre'Quan Smith caught the touchdown. That was really good. I feel like they just played really good. Really solid group there. Offensive line, amazing. Gotta give him an A. I mean, the way they were able to stop Donald is just, I mean, it's amazing. I mean, it's one of, you know, the best, you know, defensive players in the game, if not the best player. And they, you know, basically not shut him down, but they contain him very, very well. The same with Ndamukong Suh, obviously another really good player. Michael Brockers really didn't do much. And Dante Fowler had a couple of hurries, but he didn't really do anything either. Mark Ingram had an amazing block on him. But you just got to give it to the interior guys in this game. You know, Unger, Wofford, and Pete played, you know, very, very solid there. Onto the defense, which is not going to get the same grades as the offense. They didn't really play that good, but, you know, look, I don't think we're going to, you know, do very, very good against the Rams because they're such a high-octane offense there, and we don't really have all the talent on defense to do that. But I mean, the D-line, I think to really stop this team, which I think we could have, we would need pressure, and we didn't get any pressure really in this game. 0 sacks. Cam Jordan didn't really play good. I mean, looking at it, he had a couple of nice run stops, but nothing really in the pass rush. You know, Sheldon Rankins played really good against the run and had some nice rushes, but I mean, nothing amazing there. He played good though. I mean, he only had 1 tackle, but I mean, he was getting to the quarterback a few times, had a couple of hurries there. You know, also looking really nothing from Okafor or Trey Hendrickson. That wasn't really good. I mean, now, I mean, going into it, a little more nervous, you know, if Davenport's out long term, so you don't really want to see that because I didn't really like the way Okafor or Trey Hendrickson played. So, I mean, they didn't really get any pressure, which they were, you know, asked to do when they couldn't. But, you know, the run defense, they did good. You know, you got to give it to the run defense. A really good job on, you know, probably the best running back in the game, and he played very average in this game. So you got to give it, you know, to our front seven there. I mean, now I think that transitions well into the linebackers. I'm going to give the linebackers a B+ because they did good over the middle, excuse me. And then they also, they did really good against tight ends, and, you know, they did good against running backs. Gurley really didn't do that much out of the backfield, so overall, I feel like they play really good. DeMario Davis had just an amazing game. He's flying around the field. He gives the defense a lot of physicality, and you know, he was right in the middle of plays where the, you know, Saints, you know, made stops. He was right in the middle of it. He did a really good job there. Same with, you know, AJ Klein, who I think is having a really good season, played good, and also Anzalone with just an amazing pick. He was actually one of my standout players on defense because that pick is just amazing. That puts you right at the top of the list. I mean, the way he was able to shift his body back, you know, with linebackers, you don't really see that. He also made some really nice tackles, so you got to give him, you got to give it to him there, excuse me. And then, you know, really, they just did really good at against the run as well. I mean, they were able to stop Gurley, so you got to give it to them there. On to the secondary, I'm going to give them a C. And they didn't play the worst, even though it may have looked like it. You know, you got to give it to P.J. Williams, who played really good in the slot. Very, very good. I would even, maybe even for this whole group, maybe lean him towards a C+. I mean, Lattimore did get beat a few times, but he came on late and did good. Eli Apple didn't really get beat either. The safeties didn't really play good. You know, they didn't really do anything. Marcus Williams is not having that good of a year this year. Von Bell, you know, I don't think he had a good game as he's been playing overall. And then Kurt Coleman's really been, you know, a no-show this whole season. But I just don't like the way, you know, our safety's been playing. You know, if you're looking at cornerbacks, I think they played pretty good. I mean, the one Lattimore got beat on a deep ball. I'm kind of wondering if there should have been help over the top that there wasn't, because it looked like he thought there was going to be and there wasn't. And then, you know, I think it was Robert Woods or Brandon Cooks. It was actually Brandon Cooks, and he blew right by him, so that was not that good there. But I feel like, you know, I mean, this, you gotta give them a C+. I think they didn't play awful, and they didn't lose us the game like they maybe did in week one, but I think it was a little regression from last week. But I mean, overall, look, they came up clutch when we needed to be, and they didn't kill us, and you know, we didn't lose because of them, and you know, week one, so obviously they weren't that bad. And looking at you know, special teams and coaching, gotta give them an A+. Special teams was great. They stopped, they had a missed field goal, and then they also had a, they stopped the, you know, fake kick. Will Lutz had, I think, over 54, maybe even 56-yard kick. Went through easy. He's been just the truth all year, been really, really good. So you got to give it to him there. And the coaching, Sean Payton outcoached, you know, everyone was saying Sean McVay's the best coach. Well, I think Sean Payton, you know, dethroned them there, completely outcoached him, especially on offense. He made McVay and, you know, Wade Phillips look silly. And then, you know, I think the Saints just did enough on defense. They won the turnover battle, and they did enough to win. So I think, you know, good job overall for coaching and that stuff. So now I want to do a quick just, you know, review of the first half of the season. Just very, very quick. Good things, bad things. But, you know, I think we'll just get right into it. So, I mean, first, I mean, I projected the Saints through 8 games, I think, to go 6-2, which is obviously very solid. We end up 7-1, better than what I thought, which I'll take that all the way. Saints offense has been just straight electric. I mean, the way Mike Thomas has played, you know, Alvin Kamara, Drew Brees is having just an amazing season. Sean Payton is looking like he's got, you know, his creative juices back and is having some amazing plays. Taysom Hill has been even a factor. And, you know, it seems like the Saints on offense, they've been able to score in so many different ways, which it's really what you want to see there. On the defense, look, they were extremely bad to start the year. First 3 games, not good at all. Then they got better each game, and they're getting better each game. And I think now, I mean, I think they'll play even better, I think, in the weeks ahead. The secondary, I mean, look, our run defense has been the best in the league, as I've said. The linebackers done an amazing job. To me, they've been our best defensive group. Got to look the way DeMario Davis has played, AJ Klein, and also Anzalone, really solid there. I mean, they're all having, if not career years, you know, one of their best career years. And then also, D-line has played up and down in the secondary. I think started awful, and it's getting better each week. I think this week wasn't that bad. I think it showed that, especially the week against the Vikings, I thought that was showed that the defense had a lot more improvement than this week. But, I mean, look, we have been winning games. But the last thing I want to look at for this, you know, recap, I think I'm going to go more into it in our next episode, really get in depth there. But one thing I want to highlight is that, you know, we've won in shootouts, we've won in, you know, grinded out victories, we won in comeback victories, and it just shows that we can win in a lot of different ways and that we're extremely versatile. So you got to give it to, you know, not only coaches, but the players and everything, that how, you know, versatile they've become. So I think that's really big. I mean, I just wanted to point that out. Next week, we'll get into a much bigger preview. But, you know, now we got to get to some Who Dat Nation fan questions. So we'll keep it short here. And then next episode, we'll go more in depth on the recap. Because, I mean, now that the trade deadline's over, you know, not as much Saints news is going to go down. I mean, obviously, no Saints news today, really, after, you know, the game against the Rams, because there's only one day, really not that much can happen. Just one injury point I just don't want to forget is that Mark Ingram did look like he hurt his, you know, right arm, it looked like, that, you know, bicep area, but it looks like he's fine. He came back in the game, so he's good there. It looks like I was, you know, I forgot earlier, and I just don't want to forget again. So now on to some Who Dat Nation fan questions. Our first question is from Who Dat 134123, and he asks, should we sign Bruce Irving, especially, you know, if Davenport's out long-term? And here's what I say. If Davenport's only out a month, I don't think it's needed. He's a veteran pass rusher. I feel like if we think, you know, Davenport's not going to come back, it's going to be more than a month, I say then sign him, because he gives veteran depth. And I really don't think that, as much as I think Alex Okafor is good, I would like to have another player to platoon with him. I think that's when Alex Okafor is at his best there. So I think, you know, if obviously at the right price, and if he's not going to ruin our locker room, which I don't think he would, veteran type, and, you know, he wants to, you know, have a good playoff run, if we, you know, keep on going, don't have any, you know, huge meltdowns and make the playoffs, I think maybe he would want to do that there and maybe try to, you know, get some playoff wins under his belt. I mean, he's a very, you know, good pass rusher, skilled pass rusher, and, you know, veteran type that, you know, could help our team if Davenport's not healthy. Maybe even if Davenport's healthy, I mean, to put both of them together, you can never have too much depth at the D-line. If he's willing to maybe, you know, just be depth, a depth piece, excuse me, I don't really know what he wants to do, but, you know, he was, you know, released, so I think it was just a big thing for Saints fans. They may want to see him in a Saints uniform, so I wouldn't put it out of the question, but especially if Davenport doesn't play, you know, for, let's say it's more than a month, like they say, I think that could be a point of where we sign him, and especially for a playoff run or just down the stretch, you know, playing, I think he could be a good veteran piece, especially only if he plays on third down, you know, just gets, you know, a couple of pressures, maybe a couple sacks, maybe like George Johnson was last year, just a more high profile player. I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. Our next question is from Saints, Mets, Knicks, 9347. Obviously a New Yorker that's also a Saints fan, love to see that. And he said, hardest game left after the Rams. And to me, this is tough. I'm going to go Carolina at Carolina. Carolina's been playing really, really good. So I feel like, you know, to me, every game at home, I think we can win at home. I think with the dome field advantage, you know, we have a huge home field advantage. I think we kind of have the key to winning at home. Away, I feel like we do too. But away, you know, especially when teams are at home, it can get a little fishy. Panthers have been playing really good football. They've been able to grind out victories like us. And, you know, they're on a big winning streak as well. I think three games is their winning streak. But I think that game can be, you know, a tough game, because especially, you know, division game on the road. I mean, can we pull it out? I think we definitely could pull it out, but I think it could be a very, very tough game for us. But I think we'll just have to see there. And our final question is from Joseph Facundus. I hope I'm pronouncing that correctly. And if I didn't, I'm sorry there. But he asked, when does Patrick Robinson return? And to me, I think he's probably not going to return. All signs are pointing towards next year. Maybe late in, you know, the season, maybe December, January. If we play into January, you know, maybe, but I would be surprised there. I just don't see, you know, he had a very, very, you know, tough injury to come back from. Usually players don't come back from in one, you know, season. Usually it takes them the whole offseason. But, you know, we'll see. Maybe he's going to be, you know, accepting to the rule, but I wouldn't count on him coming back there. I mean, just looking at the Saints, PJ Williams is not playing that bad anymore. I told him I answered it a little bit, but I'm going to go more in depth in it now, because I really feel like, you know, replacing Patrick Robinson looked like it was going to be really tough. PJ Williams has come up and played up and down, but I feel like this game he played very, very strong. I feel like, you know, especially really after the first quarter of the Viking game, he played really strong. So really, seven straight solid quarters by PJ Williams. And I think if he just keeps playing like this, you know, average to maybe even above average, I think he played very, very good last game. He made some, you know, really tough pass defenses late in the game, very clutch plays there. So you got to give it to him there. But I feel like overall, you know, I feel like he's going to be the guy that's going to, you know, take over Patrick Robinson's spot, as, you know, he's had. And I think he's going to do a pretty good job at it. And, you know, I wouldn't be, you know, so upset that one player got hurt on our team for out for the season, because, you know, a lot of teams have much more, and hopefully, you know, our health, our bill of health stays, you know, strong there. You know, just keep praying for that. You know, health is the integral thing, so we're going to need that. So, I mean, with all that said, I think it's time to wrap up this podcast. So if you like this episode and you like this podcast in general and haven't followed us already on our various accounts, you can follow us on Twitter at the Who Dat Dis, on Instagram at Who Dat Discussion, on Podomatic at the Who Dat Discussion. Also, you can subscribe to our YouTube channel, our iTunes channel, our Google Play channel, and our Spotify channel at the Who Dat Discussion as well. On there, please comment, you know, like the videos, you know, rate us and review us to see, you know, what we're doing good, what we need to work on. That's just really helpful for me. but I mean, just a great win for the Saints. It shows that, you know, we're one of the, you know, best teams in the league right now. Look, I don't want to get too cocky, but, you know, right now we're playing amazing football. We just beat an undefeated team. You know, see, gotta give it to Who Dat Nation there. We've been really playing good football, and right now, you know, as Saints fan, you should be really proud right now. You know, go wear your Saints jerseys, you know, go, you know, wear, rep some Saints gear, wear the Saints hat, because, you know, we are one of the better teams in the league right now, and there's no one that can say us not. We just beat the best, you know, team in the league. We're the supremacy of the NFC. To me, I mean, look, we're right now better than the Rams. We beat them, you know, one-on-one. That means we're better, and I don't think anyone could say otherwise. Now, this game, you know, did really not show the Rams huge negatives and places where they can get beat. It just showed that we're the better team. It's not like we did, you know, we exposed them. I don't think we exposed them. I just think we beat them basically at their own game. And we, you know, because we have very similar playing styles. And, you know, we played our game, which happens to be their game. And we beat them at their, you know, their game in our place. And that's what we wanted. So we played our game and we got the win. I mean, obviously, the way we're playing is top of the notch. I mean, I just love it. You know, right now, I mean, all these Saints fans so happy. That's what we want to play. Because right now, you know, this is really probably the best team we've seen since 2011. So everyone soak it in. If not, maybe 2009. Maybe this team's better than 2011. I think this team has amazing potential, and it's really sky's the limit. You know, right now, I mean, nothing is that bad. I mean, you could say the defense hasn't played well, but I think yesterday played good enough to win, caused some turnover, a turnover, won the turnover battle, and, you know, we got a win. That was obviously huge. So exciting. You know, that team was undefeated, and we beat them, and we beat them by double digits. I think that shows, you know, the Saints right now. Shows how good we are, and we're a force to be reckoned with. And I think right now, you know, we've proved a lot of people, you know, maybe wrong on the national stage that we're going for the Rams. You know, I always say prove them right, but maybe we still got to prove people wrong. And I think we're doing that right now. A lot of people picked the Rams, and we came out on top winning, and, you know, pretty good fashion. We were up by 21 points in the first half, scoring 35 points. I think earlier, I'm just sorry because I'm now recording this and thinking about what I said. I think I said 31 points. It was 35, and that ties us for the most, you know, in the first half. But, I mean, we were just playing really good. You got to give it to us there. And, you know, I can't wait for this game, you know, next week. I mean, just, I really want this. I love seeing this team play. So happy. But with all that said, I wanted to say thank you, prove them right, and Who Dat.